Rashmi Nair with you on this wild weather Wednesday. It's still zero. The precipitation's backed off, but it's still zero. It was 7 degrees when we went to air. More importantly, we have the leader of the federal NDP on the line. Jagmeet Singh is joining us live on The Rush to discuss everything in that federal budget tabled yesterday. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
We are very happy to have you here. How are you tracking reaction to the budget? There's lots to celebrate from the NDP's perspective. What are you hearing from Canadians?
There's a lot of excitement. I remember we were doing these roundtables with seniors about the possibility of dental care, and they're just sharing their stories. And I remember a couple that I met, a husband and a wife, and they both didn't get care because they couldn't afford it, and they ended up having to get root canals. And they were quoted at over $1,000 each. And I told them that by the end of this year, I'm going to make sure dental care for seniors is free. And their eyes just welled up with tears. And I think about them, and I can tell them, I can go back to them and say, yep, we're on the way to make that happen. And they're not have to worry about the cost of their dental care. It's going to save them money and save them pain. And I'm really proud of that.
Also, the grocery rebate, do you think that's worth celebrating?
That's a concrete step. I wish it was more. I know that people are really feeling the squeeze with the cost of groceries, but I can say with confidence that if we hadn't fought for it, it would not have been there. So nearly 11 million Canadians are going to get up to $500 in terms of direct money back in their pocket. And we've always said in the beginning of this budget cycle that we wanted to find ways to save money for people, and we're making that happen. So we're proud. We forced the government to do this. Any of the support measures in this budget are because of New Democrats, and so we're definitely proud of that.
How much further could you go in this confidence deal with the minority Liberals? PharmaCare is one of the big goals, right?
Absolutely. That's the next thing on our target. We've said really clearly to the Liberal government, to the Prime Minister, we expect that legislation tabled by the end of this year and passed. That's the deadline that we put in the agreement. And so we're going to hold them to it. We believe in dental care, of course. We also believe in PharmaCare. And we think that, you know, there's the reason why every other country in the world that has universal health care also includes medication coverage, because they figured it out. It only makes sense. If you cover health care, you've got to include medication. We want to make that happen in Canada.
What is it like behind the scenes when you get that 5-year commitment for the dental care coverage in this budget? What are the discussions like? How would you, I'm asking you to say it publicly, but how would you characterize your relationship with Justin Trudeau, Chrystia Freeland, the other side of the floor?
We have an honest relationship. We call it like it is. We say it like it is. And we have a tough relationship. We're firm. We fight hard. And there's many times throughout this past year, with only a year of this agreement so far, but over the past year where we've had to draw the line and say, hey, listen, we need this to happen. You've got to make it happen. If not, you know, there's going to be repercussions. We've been tough. We've been honest, and we've been persistent. We haven't backed down. If you think about dental care, one of the interesting things is just 2 years ago, the Liberals and the Conservatives voted it down, this exact plan. They voted it down 2 times. We ran on dental care 2 times in 2019 and 2021, and now we are actually seeing major steps to realizing it. So we're incredibly proud of that, and we've been really persistent to make it happen.
What about housing affordability? It's an issue that you speak on regularly. It's a growing concern. It doesn't seem to have been included in the budget.
No, that's one of the major disappointments. And while I'm proud of many things that we were able to fight for and include, this is one of the areas that we're quite disappointed, given how serious things are, particularly in places like Toronto, but really across the country. In my new riding now in Burnaby and in Vancouver and the surrounding areas, the cost of being able to find a home is just so unaffordable. Rent in Toronto now is just top $2,500 for a one-bedroom apartment. It's over $2,000 on average for many major cities. And we're seeing people just not able to build a life. If you don't have a home, it's so hard to then build a life. So that's a major concern. We need to build a lot more housing, a lot faster, so that people can actually find something in their budget, and not something that's missing in what the government announced.
Were you efforting to have some investments in housing affordability on the Liberal side? Or, I mean, did they just turn you down? How did that unfold?
Well, yeah, we've been saying that there's got to be major commitments to build more homes faster. And we've been repeating that. We were hopeful that the government would realize that this is something serious and they haven't done what's necessary. So we'll keep on fighting. We're not going to back down. This is going to be our next major fight. We signaled that today in question period. All my questions were two of my major thrust. The questions were the things that we were proud of getting, and then the gaps. And in the gaps, I really highlighted how housing is a major gap, and that's where we're going to be turning our attention to next.
We had Sylvain Charlebois, Canada's food professor, on yesterday, and I asked him, hey, what came out of those house committees with the grocery CEOs? And he said, you tell me. And we both kind of just stumped each other. Has there been any takeaway from that kind of testimony that can lead to some sort of policy change in the House of Commons? What are you going to do with that?
Yeah, absolutely. What we were able to establish, I remember this is a question I think that was the most hitting. I asked the CEO of Loblaws, Galen Weston, I asked him directly, point blank, how much profit is enough? Because you're making more money now than you have ever made in the history of your company. And at the same time, people are paying the highest prices for groceries ever. How much profit is enough? And he couldn't answer the question. And what that establishes really clearly is these corporate CEOs, these corporate grocery stores aren't going to bring down prices on their own. They're going to have to be forced to do it. And that's where government has to step up and protect consumers. That's why we have consumer protection, because given it on their own, given to their own devices, these corporate grocery stores aren't going to bring down prices. They are in the business of making profit. Government should be there to protect people. And so there's a couple things we can do. Better competition laws. We know that bread price fixing happened in Canada in 2018, and we're still not actually sure of the ramifications of that. But it was found that the Competition Bureau noted that big bread producers and grocery stores colluded to increase the price of bread. That happened. On top of that, we know that they're making more profits than ever before, and they're not going to do anything about it. So government's got to step up, better protection, better consumer protection, better competition laws, and something that Europe has done, putting in place a profiteering tax on companies that are gouging Canadians.
We have the leader of the Federal New Democrats live here on The Rush on News Talk 1010 Toronto. Jagmeet Singh joins us live as we talk about the budget and everything else. I have to ask you, so opposition leader Pierre Poilievre says he's not going to support this budget. How would you characterize your relationship with the Conservatives? We're in a minority situation here. Can Parliament continue to work?
It can, but I got to point out a couple of things. They came out saying they're going to vote against the budget before they even saw it.
Yeah,
it really kind of hurts their credibility. Like, it's fine to vote against it. I think it's absolutely appropriate if an opposition party wants to say we don't support it. But it seems very incredible, or not very credible as an opposition party, to not even look at the document or look at what's in there before you make a decision. It doesn't really give people a lot of confidence that you're making a thoughtful decision. The second thing I would say is we've been up against two unprecedented things, a pandemic and now unprecedented inflation. This is inflation like we've never seen before. And in those two unprecedented historic moments, I've challenged people to tell me something that Conservatives, the official opposition of Canada, tell me something that they've done to make people's lives in any concrete way better, that they've led a policy charge or they pushed for this change and they made it happen. And people are stumped because there isn't anything. And the thought that the official opposition of this country hasn't done a single concrete thing to make people's lives better, but the fourth party of Parliament with just 25 MPs have made historic changes to our healthcare system, giving people money in their pockets, have made huge help, provided huge relief to people in the pandemic, really shows that our priority is helping people, giving people a hand, making sure people are supported, giving respect, giving them a break. And the Conservatives just want to make noise without any real solutions. And that's really what our relationship is like. They make a lot of noise, but they don't really do anything. We're the ones that are actually leading the charge on concrete changes to make people's lives better.
Yeah, there are just some men who go their own way, you know? We appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us live on The Rush. You're always welcome. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Jagmeet Singh, leader of the federal NDP, joining us live here.